Well, the way I found out about Stan's story was nothing more clever than reading an article in the Sunday Times in London by Ariel Leave. And I thought straight away, this is going to make a tremendous film. It's got a socialist view at its heart. He's got an incredible, adventurous, daredevil backstory. He's also British. Maybe, and I was fascinated by America. I mean, many, many British people are. And so that excited me as well. And I thought, maybe if I contact this guy, maybe we've got something in common, you know, maybe we can get on. Maybe I can get this guy to open up to me and tell me a little bit about his life story and maybe just go a bit deeper than the sort of news pieces that he tends to do. Let's really see what makes this guy tick. Called him up, put it to him that I wanted to make this film. He was pretty keen. He said, listen, don't be offended, but I do get a lot of approaches from filmmakers from all over the world. Give me some time to think about it. Went away, considered it, and then I got a call to say, yeah.
You said it's kind of a biopic about Stan. Is it also about remote area medical, or is it mostly just about his life?
I kind of consider it as one third the incredible Stan Brock backstory, and then there's one third that's kind of like the ongoing work of remote area medical. What happens inside that building? Who are the people? What motivates them? Are they inspired by Stan? What are the challenges facing them? What are they working on at the moment? And then it's kind of one third a character study of Stan. What motivates him? What makes him tick? Where has he found this incredible strength to devote himself to this very singular cause? It's really interesting because Stan is very incredibly modest and kind of dismisses the depth of his commitment. We all know it's the right thing to do to help a social cause, but there's very, very few of us who can strip their whole life down so that the only thing in their life is the fight that they're fighting for.
Is there a different perspective that the English have of him?
I think perhaps British people see Stan through the lens of our own healthcare system. So they would consider Stan as a man who's trying to bring the ethos of the National Health Service and universal healthcare that's free at the point of access to America. Whereas for American people, it may not be so apparent that that's Stan's background, that's his influence. Stan actually grew up post-Second World War in the years when the welfare state was being created. The very notion of the welfare state, the very idea that hospitals would be in every community and free, that there would be a system of social welfare support available to all. And I think that has sort of scored itself on his psyche.
As far as making the film, what have you filmed?
Well, I've spent a lot of time with Stan in the office, just pottering around the day in, day out stuff. We filmed a really large clinic in Sacramento, California, where I think in excess of $1 million of treatment was actually administered. We recently did another clinic in East St. Louis, which was very interesting. We're hoping our next shoot is going to be in New York. There's a huge clinic planned for New York, which could well be the largest clinic that remote area medical have ever done.
Now, okay, so you've been to these clinics and you see how many people turn out.
That's right.
Was that surprising for you?
Not entirely surprising because we do get a lot of news about America, and I knew that there were a lot of people. You know, they have to be going somewhere. They have to be. I wasn't under any illusions that America was like completely the land of milk and honey. Of course, like any society, it has social problems.